What's up? I'm the Nature Hacker, and this is your world. So, some stuff going on today. We have Hurricane Dorian. This is a projected image of how it's going to look when it hits Florida. I think it's very suspicious. I think you should be suspicious of all storms that are they're probably being directed by HAARP sort of technology. All they have to do is use HAARP to create a bubble in the ionosphere in the path that they want to steer the hurricane. So if they want the hurricane to go towards Florida, just make a little bubble in the right here low pressure zone and just keep moving the low pressure zone to where you want it to be steered. So I think you should be suspicious about all storms, all news, everything. If it's on the mainstream media, it is suspect. So that's what we should be thinking about. This stupid article about Trump the next Bush and how Bush raised taxes and the conservatives hated that and he got voted out of office. Well, guess what? Trump is not raising taxes. They're saying, oh, the tariffs are an effective tax on the American people. No, the tariffs are us trying to take our business back from China and telling China, hey, look, you guys can shove it. We'll make shit in America. That's different than raising taxes, ladies and gentlemen. And Trump, if he's smart, will actually lower taxes in order to fight the lowering interest rates that the Fed is using to collapse the economy. Now, why do you want to just say that really quick again? I've said this before, that when the Fed lowers interest rates, what happens is investors leave investing in America. They bring their money to a place with higher interest rates, like China, which has a 4.5% interest rate compared to our 2 to 2.25% interest rate. So if our interest rates are going up, down, people are going to be taking their money out of American investments, putting them into Chinese investments. So that's what the Fed is doing with this. Now, the only way you can fight that in the stock market is to do tax cuts. Tax cuts encourage companies to buy back their stock. And when you buy back this stock, that floats the stock price. So even though investors are leaving investing in American stocks, the companies are buying back their stocks, so the stock price will stay consistent. So the way you fight lowering interest rates is with tax cuts. If every president did that, when the Fed does an interest rate lowering cycle, if the president of the United States does a tax cutting cycle, the Fed would be nullified and they wouldn't be able to pull the shit that they pull on us every business cycle, which they create. Business cycles are not supposed to go up and down like that. They're supposed to be pretty constant, maybe a little bit up. Okay, the Fed creates the up and down so they can profit. Okay, that's what you have to understand. Bitcoin is at 9,500 right now. I think it's a pretty good time to buy. I mean, could I be wrong? Absolutely, but I think Bitcoin is going to 100 to 200,000 in the next several months. And look at my last video. Look back at my videos on Brighteon and look for the one that the title ends in Bitcoin to 100K. I lay out exactly a very convincing argument why Bitcoin is going to that high of a price. And I think you should definitely look at that and get in on buying Bitcoin. I'd say right now, I'd say that the value is pretty good right now. President's personal assistant fired. I think that she was probably leaking a lot of this stuff, but she was getting away with it until now. So, is there anything else here right now? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, of course. Google says hackers have put monitoring implants in iPhones. Well, guess who those hackers probably are? They say it takes one to know one, and I'm assuming that Google has its own little underground hacking department, and they have hacked iPhones. Why? Because it would be good for business if iPhones were hacked. So guess who has an incentive to hack iPhones? Google. And you can be pretty confident that Google is the one hacking the iPhones and then yelling fire. Okay. Now, like I've said before, make sure to get here for the email list. I only send out an update every 2 weeks, and basically it's all original content. I just write something up, you know, basically like, okay, this is what was what I'm thinking about for Nature Hacker. These are my future business plans. What do you think about that? So if you want to shoot the shit with me, make sure to come to naturehacker.org and sign up for this email newsletter here. It only comes once every 2 weeks, every Friday, every other Friday. So I think that would be something that you would probably like. So I think you should, what I do, I have these four tabs open every day: Drudge Report, naturehacker.org, my email, and my Amazon. Again, thank you for supporting me on Amazon and on teepowder.com. You know, I've had 12 orders in the last 7 days. Not really enough for me to keep the lights on, but I have a little bit of savings, so hopefully we can get there. I got a new product coming out, a travel size. It's going to be $7. It's going to be 20 grams instead of the $17 for 70 grams. So if you just want to try it out, that'll be perfect. I'm going to leave links in the description in future videos once that gets up. It should be up in about 4 days. I should have that new travel size up for $7 on Amazon, free fulfillment by Amazon, free shipping, blah, blah, blah. So I think that can help. I'm going to try to advertise that, try to get that up to Amazon's choice. When you search for teeth powder on Amazon, I want it to give you my teeth powder because I think mine's the best. And honestly, I do. And I want you to have the very best. So, like I said, I would suggest coming to naturehacker.org every day. You know, you can check the Bitcoin price, the Monero price. You can check for my latest videos on Brighteon. You can see the top Drudge Report. You can see your current weather. You can see space weather. You can see Lou Rockwell, Activist Post, Newswire, Blacklisted News, Alex Jones podcasts. This is a great place to see news that isn't just on the Drudge Report. So I have Drudge Report open and I have naturehacker.org open. I think they are both valuable. Now, what I've been doing on naturehacker.org, I've been thinking about something called a flux capacitor. Now, my latest video was how to make a warp drive that actually creates matter. We are now to a place on naturehacker.org where we are creating matter. Now, that should just freak you out because it freaks me out, okay? You know, it's one thing to create gold. It's another thing to create matter from scratch, okay? But somehow we've gotten there. You know how we've gotten there? Because we never sold out. Lots of inventors are like, you know what? I want to invent something and make a ton of money. So I got to patent it. I'm going to keep it secret. People like my dad. It's sad. You know, it's really sad because it literally kills your life by thinking that way. If you think that I want to get an invention, I want to get a patent and make tons of money, let me guarantee you something. If you have that mentality, you will never create anything that ever matters. You will never create anything that matters. If your goal is to get a patent so that you can become rich, you will never do anything that matters in your life. I'm sorry. Okay, now how did I get to where I am, to where I'm at the level of creating matter? It's because I've shared everything. I've shared everything. 2015, 77 articles. 2016, 94 articles. 2017, 86 articles. 2018, 103 articles. 2019, 111 articles. How did I even do that in 2019? I don't even know. I should have been making more back here where I didn't even have a job. I had a job in some part of 2019. Anyway, the point is, I'm sharing everything, every idea, every invention. 100, 200, 300, 400, almost 500 inventions I've shared with you, okay? Now, is that building karma? I believe so. I honestly believe that God, or you know, whatever way you want to think about the power in the universe, the omniscient power in the universe, they trust me. That power trusts me. Why? because I've never done anything to be untrustworthy. Okay? Every time I've gotten a good idea, I've written it down. I've shared it with you. Every single time. There's never been a time where I'm like, ooh, okay, now that idea, I'm going to keep that one secret and I'm going to make fucking money on that. There's a lot of people on YouTube that actually did just that. They share a bunch, they share a bunch. Then they get one idea that they're like, ooh, that's a really good one. I'm going to keep that one secret. That is where they fall. That is the fall. Once you do that, you get stuck. And let me tell you, you'll get stuck on that idea or other ideas that then become secret. You're going to get stuck on them and you're never going to progress to higher and higher and higher ideas. Okay, I'm telling you how this works because I've lived this. Okay, I know how this works. Okay, if you share everything, you get one idea that's fucking insane. Okay, like a flux capacitor. I invented the mythical flux capacitor. I could have just said, okay, this, okay, I've shared everything, but this one, I want to keep this one secret, so I'm gonna make a ton of money on this one, right? Nope, boom. Automatically goes up, make an article, make pictures, explain exactly how it works, how it's made. Boom, next day, I wake up and figure out how to make ether out of light. Am I gonna keep that one secret? No, I share it, I post it. Next day, how to make a warp drive that creates matter. Okay, this isn't a fucking joke. Okay, I am extremely extensively trained in physics, in chemistry, in biology, by universities, okay? I'm not fucking around with this. This is serious. This warp drive, okay, is how a sun works, how a star works. Do you know how a star works? A star works by eating the ether, okay? The way it digests the ether is it has a, I don't want to say spinning, an orbiting magnetic field. This orbiting magnetic field, basically it burns the ether into energy and matter. It creates matter. The sun is creating matter every minute of every second. And the reason it has cold spells or, you know, or quiet spells like we're in right now, a mini ice age, the reason for that, as the Mayans knew, the sun was going through a dark rift in this period, okay? That's when the mini ice age hits. The sun goes through a dark rift. What's a dark rift? A dark rift is a place with little ether. The aether is less dense here. That's why the sun can produce less energy and less matter, okay? So the point being here is I've given away every idea I've ever had. And that's how I can keep coming to bigger and bigger and bigger ideas to change the world more and more and more. You know, and you know, somebody like Tesla, he patented shit, but guess what? He was cranking out patents. He was using patents like I'm using this fucking blog. Okay, he was cranking them out. He was getting them out there. He didn't make it to where he could have been if he was freely giving out the ideas, not trying to enforce his patents on people that are used it. Somebody, Marconi, used his patents to create radio. Tesla got pissed. That's Tesla's downfall. Tesla's downfall is that he was not allowing people to freely use his ideas to improve society. Why wouldn't you? Come on. Seriously? Why wouldn't you want people to use your ideas to make the world a better place? Like, what is seriously wrong with people? What is seriously wrong with people? My dad is one of these people. He's a great inventor, but guess what? He's invented shit. Nothing. Why? Because he always kept his invention secret. He would tell me about an invention, be like, don't tell anybody about that. I'm a kid. He's like, don't say that. After I retire, I'm gonna make money on that one. Well, guess what? Nothing has ever come of any of the frickin' ideas. Because it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. If you seriously think that you're making something that's gonna help humanity, why not let everybody use it to make the world a better place? What's fucking wrong with you? What is fucking wrong with you? I don't fucking understand. Do you really think that if you have this amazing idea, let's say you create this brand new battery and it's better than lithium ion, and it's going to change the world. Do you really honestly think that for the 20 years that you're going to have the patent, that you're going to be able to make enough to satisfy the entire world demand for that? If you really think it's a great idea, wouldn't you want everybody to be making it to help the world? Like, seriously, what is your problem? How much money do you fucking need? You know, if you're making $100,000 and you're changing the world, like, isn't that enough? Like, what do you seriously want to buy? Like, seriously, what, do you want a fucking yacht? Like, what is your problem? Okay? Okay, so, anyway, that is that rant. And I think it is very justified. So, you know, I'm getting clicks, you know, on Teeth Powder. It's good. I got links in my YouTube videos. I got links down below in the description on Brighteon. You know, I've gotten some clicks, you know. I'm getting some clicks here. I'm on my, you know, my email. When I send out email lists, like today was Friday that I sent out an email. You know, I'm getting, you know, 20, 22 clicks that, you know, that happens every 2 weeks when, or every week when I send out a newsletter and things tail off. So please support me. I just want to thank you for even just watching these videos, okay? Because, and I care about you. You know, what I say is friends, not fans, customers, not consumers. Right now, we are commodifying people like you. People like me. We're turning people, clicks, into commodities to be bought and sold and to be spit on. Okay? You know, you treat all the people that buy your stuff as consumers. Consumers. Yeah, they just consume shit. Just buy my shit. Just consume it. Give me money. You're a consumer, right? No. Here at Nature Hacker, we think of you as customers, where you are our boss. Every customer is my boss. I am obligated to listen to you and address any concerns that you have. I'm obligated because you're my boss. You're giving me my paycheck. You are my customer, okay? The beauty of running your own business is that you have 1,000 different bosses, okay? And, you know, if one of them fires you, you still got 999. So that is a good thing. But if you want to have 999 customers, you got to treat them like your boss. If you want to keep a customer, you have to treat them like your boss. You know, and you don't want it to, you know, take on something you can't. You know, a customer asks you to do something, if that's way outside the scope of what you do, you know, you can't really do that. But the point being, if you treat them like your boss, like a true customer, like the customer is always right, let's actually get back to that, then you're going to do well. If you treat them like a consumer, like a disposable consumer, you're not going to do well in the long term. And, you know, this whole thing about fans, you know, people are eventually going to wake up and see that they are being taken advantage of by these content creators. They're being taken advantage of. You know, the content creator just using them for money or clicks or whatever, and doesn't actually care about them. They're gonna actually figure out that, hey, why am I liking every post from Kim Kardashian? And Kim Kardashian hasn't liked any of my posts. There's some sort of imbalance there. It's like US-China trade. It's like, why are we buying everything from China when China isn't buying anything from us? Eventually you're gonna get to the point where you wake up and you're like, wait a second, this relationship is dysfunctional. And any content creator that calls their people fans is eventually going to get to that place where people wake up and they're like, you know what, this person doesn't actually give a shit about me. Why do I give a shit about them? Right? And then the whole charade collapses. So I think of you not as fans, as friends. If you resonate with what I say, you are a friend. You are a friend. How else would there be a better friend than somebody that actually resonates with what you believe and what you think and what you talk about? You know, there could be no better friends out there. You know, you care enough to consume the content. Consume, I don't want to say that. You care enough to participate with me, by watching, by interacting with me, and that makes you a friend, you know. So I owe you, you know, friends do friends. I'm helping you by, you know, giving you some insights. You help me by interacting, by talking about the ideas, you know, sharing the ideas, making the inventions that I come up with, you know, buying the teeth powder, giving me feedback, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a two-way street. You know, we're friends. So that's what I think of our relationship. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for watching. You are the Nature Hacker. Let's do work.